Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Yes, back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful, very, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity, this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, indeed, for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But we who are wise, we who discern, that there is indeed without question a constant and an absolute in the universe who see beyond all the varying machinations of man, that there's a sense of order that is in the, let's just say, in the realm of reality. There's a sense of order, my brothers and sisters, by which all things that exist shall either be maintained, all my brothers and sisters, find their demise. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us well. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was the word. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, in the beginning was a concept, an idea, personality, an ideal in the mind of the maker, in the mind of the creator, my brothers and sisters. And that concept, that eventuality, that plan, that foundation, without question, my brothers and sisters, is eternal, as one from the very beginning, for the one Most High. Scriptures tell us by him, after him who was the embodiment of that word. And the scripture says the word became flesh. And by him, and as a co-creator with the Father, all things were made. And without him, there were nothing made that were made. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. That in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, you must understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. It means that the initial plan of the Most High is eternal. The initial plan of the Most High is a promise forever. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has planned, he shall. I said, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has planned, he shall surely, without question, in all things, bring it to pass. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that the salvation of man has to do with his coming to conform with the pure, perfect ideals, plan, and thoughts of his Maker. It says the thoughts of the Most High endure forever. Hey, we need to understand the principle of life itself. I said we need to understand what is the very principle of life itself. Conscience without contradiction, therefore it endures forever. In the Most High there are no contradictions. There are no juxtapositions. There are no misopinions. There are no inconsistencies. And my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who, when they say they seek faith, seek to be faithful unto all the Most High himself has decreed. Blessed is the soul, my brothers and sisters. They'll realize the redemption. I said the redemption of the human soul has to do with coming to a sense of conscience that is true to the Most High in all things. For there is no reason for the Most High to preserve anything. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? There's no reason for the Most High to preserve forever anything that will contend against him. He will not pollute his name after the designs of another. Blessed, therefore, or they who know they must seek the Most High. I said they who know they must seek the Most High for the gift of his Spirit, asking for his Holy Spirit, asking for the knowledge of his testimony, that they might be part of his plan. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, no one of his own mind can make himself at agreement with the one Most High. We look around us, we see some 45,000 denominations in the world today. All kind of many variant religions. 280 nations. But my brothers and sisters, we must understand that what in the judgment it will be proven that whatever manner of standard that men seek to uphold, that is not true. Foundation, the Most High intended from the beginning. My brothers and sisters, whatever manner of social, political, national, or so-called religious ideal that men would uphold, not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, will be found to be a lie. Hear me. It is not possible to build what is truly everlasting and enduring house, temple, or anything else, my brothers and sisters, lest it be upon firm foundation. We recently were looking at such scriptures as those in Hebrews 6 and relate such things as men, even the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has warned us that if we are to make an oath to anything, We must make an oath to him beyond ourselves that his name, after an oath, each man seeking beyond himself, it might be unto the end of all strife. I repeat, that men petitioning the Most High, not becoming self-absorbed or self-righteous, but men seeking the Most High, reverent unto him, seeking his justice as he defines it. That, my brothers and sisters, is the hope of life and peace. For while men forget that they have a purpose under one, listen to me, while man forgets that he has a purpose under one greater than man, while man forgets such a thing, my brothers and sisters, he is left to his own vanity. He insults the Maker. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? And because men have insulted the Maker, many have forgotten what it means to worship him who made heaven and earth. And men have begun to revere and respect, even mock the Most High, while they revere, respect, and even worship those who have divided the earth. And it must be understood, my brothers and sisters, that those whose ideals and intents have been to continually divide this earth can never be true, my brothers and sisters, to him who made it. Do I need to repeat that? Those who would divide this earth after their own ideals can never be true to him who made this earth according to his purpose. Therefore, it is written that we all must seek the Most High, that we discern his righteousness beyond all the variant, partial, and polluted contentions of man. Either we do this, my brothers and sisters, or we are in bondage, remain in bondage to the misconceits of another, and have not been true to him who made heaven and earth. Only, my brothers and sisters, when we exceed all the variant contradictions and irrationalities that seem wise to men, whereby, quite frankly, many have said, well, hey, we've forgotten, or refuse to know what is the absolute will of the Creator, seeking to be complicit after persuading men or being persuaded by men. You look at the book of Galatians in the first chapter, it says anyone who would persuade men or be persuaded by men cannot preach the gospel. Well, many of my brothers and sisters have rebelled against the idea about there being an absolute in the universe simply because they've forgotten what that absolution is. Well, my brothers and sisters, those who forget such a thing also feel it, and somehow, without shame, they sought to thwart the intelligence of men, not to understand that the purpose of man was dictated by his Maker, and not those who divide the earth and would control the minds, or would be mind shapers over those who dwell upon the land that unrighteous men have claimed. What do I mean by that? My brothers and sisters, I would tell you now, not a single system, political, social, national, or what most people would call religious after common status quo, none of the systems of this earth, none of them, and I repeat, none of them are entirely true to the Most High as he is. Scriptures tell us, therefore, since man was created to resonate collectively together the mind of his Maker. Did you hear me? Because man, I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Man was created to resonate perfectly after the mind of his Creator and not after the mind of another. If man has forgotten, and man has forgotten what that absolute is, there's no question that a standard must again be raised. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a standard must be raised that men no longer presume for the salvation, that man know again, my brothers and sisters, what is deliverance from the misconceits of every misopinion imagination, misconceit, and lie. And I would even go as far as to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that every thought that is not founded or that would offer man another expectation outside of what is divine will, every thought, my brothers and sisters, not of the Maker. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, is a lie. A lie that dissuades the people, my brothers and sisters, not to realize that with deep relationship with the Most High comes intimate knowledge. And I will say again, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said, know why it is said, to miss the point. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, many have sought to take the words of the scripture, twist them according to their own design. And me and my brothers and sisters be twisted and misled outside of purpose. And quite frankly, the scripture says whoever would mislead his brother or make his brother foolish, denying some aspect or implication, they say least word. How about the idea about anyone who would cause one to miss even the least implication, seeming least implication, of what is contained in the law and the prophets? In other words, the law and the prophets. It's talking about a law that comes from the Most High by his inspiration that's beyond the misconceits, the very strife and contentions of carnal mind. Whoever would seek to deceive his brother against fruition unto that oneness, that soundness, that sanity, the scripture says, is guilty even unto hellfire. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, yes, we do, the nature of what is an obstacle. My brothers and sisters, what is the obstacles we must overcome? Because I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a scripture in the book of Hosea, for instance, that says something that many might not want to hear, but the truth of it is what it is. Scripture says, according to the multitude of them, according to the multitude of them, so have they sinned. How about lied against him? My brothers and sisters, I will tell you again. Did you hear me? I will tell you again that the Most High will not be destabilized by the misconceits of man. Most High does not forget what is the truth because men have forgotten. Most High does not disrespect his word because men have disrespected his thoughts. My brothers and sisters, the Most High had a plan from the beginning for this world and those who would dwell in it, in the eternality that the Most High himself has declared. Blessed therefore are those who will seek the Most High himself for that truth. But I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that discerning what are the thoughts of the Most High is not after simply hearing only from men. Messiah himself said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet till the Holy Spirit has come. Why would any man ask the Most High for his Holy Spirit with an intent, my brothers and sisters, to deny holy testimony? Most High told me that anyone who wants to believe that a mass of contradictions are a work of the mind of Yah, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him, and such is a hopeless soul, because such a one, my brothers and sisters, will never be stable, never be true to the will of one. We must understand something, my brothers and sisters. It's important that we do. It's only the words of the Most High, the thoughts of the Most High endure forever. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means in the book of Jacob they call James, when it tells us, my brothers and sisters, that we must receive the engrafted word. In other words, the words and thoughts of the Most High, the inclinations and ideals of the Most High, his thoughts upon our minds and hearts, that we be his people. We must receive his engrafted word. In other words, the inspired ideal that he would grant, that the Most High himself would grant. I ask my brothers and sisters under the preservation and salvation of a soul. We say we receive his word. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Unto the saving of the soul. What does that mean? I would have you to understand that oftentimes they put the word down their soul. It does not really relate to the spirit within a man, but actually the idea that my brothers and sisters, a man should look for the day that he, whether he transitions from this age in his flesh, in a physical body, if you will, to the age to come. And yes, my brothers and sisters, man will dwell upon this earth in a physical body. But my brothers and sisters, the people who inherit that holy kingdom are people, not those whose flesh remains rebellious against the thoughts of the Most High, but whose flesh has come to show a capacity for reason. Beyond all differences, beyond all rebellion, discerning that the Most High himself is utmost wise. For why should one who has sensed and tasted the magnificence of divine mind, why should they want, my brothers and sisters, perpetuation of being subject to any mind or any thought any less? Why should the Most High, my brothers and sisters, want to have his name polluted after the thoughts and ideas of another? My brothers and sisters, why should anyone want to be compelled by any mind less than that which is the greatest in all the universe? The Most High told me many years ago the definition of tribulation. He said it's tribulation anytime man is subject to any mind, any thought, any guidance than his own. It is because men have, think about it, lesser conscience often intends to disagree with the Maker. Those who don't seek the highest vibration, forgetting, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High intended from the beginning is the eventuality, and that means the end of all confusion. That's life everlasting, the end of all confusion. Those who would seek to function after lesser conscience, like the scripture saying, preferring unrighteousness, like it said in 2 Thessalonians 2, can only contend against the Most High, and they can never be one with him. We live today in a pluralist system, divided mind, democracy, they call it. It means divided, divided rule. Well, brothers and sisters, a divided mind is not that of the Creator, nor is it the gift or the grace of the Most High. I'd like to say a few things for a minute before I go on and start looking at some other ideas that need to be looked at. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand the real meaning of the scriptures when it says such things as not under the law but under grace. How shall men say that they converted unto the Most High and they will not seek to do all the Most High himself has declared? Messiah said, all power from on high means the authority, the kingdom of the Most High has been given unto him. The authority to relate the gospel of that kingdom, the peace of that kingdom, the rule of that kingdom, the law of that kingdom, the righteousness of that kingdom, the justice of that kingdom have been given unto him. He said, God, therefore, go forth and teach all nations. He said, teach them to do everything that he commanded. Baptizing, that means converting them, purging them of all lesser rule, wherever there is not access to the greater truth, purging men, that they discern, my brothers and sisters, through wisdom, the secret is greater. Yes, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How about after the full authority of the Spirit that demands that we seek the perfect truth? Hey, the Holy Spirit teaches all things. That means those who would ask for that Spirit must reason that they must seek all things the Most High declared, that there be no disagreement. I said we must seek the Most High perfectly, that there be no disagreement. That's what the Most High told Abraham as a promise in Genesis 17. He told him to seek his perfect will, and that would be a blessing. How about the reconciliation of all nations? Everybody believes that an imperfect standard is viable. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's only arguments as to what is righteousness. Isaiah 41 talks about the idea, but it will be found in the last days, like I said in Isaiah 28, because the leaders had never taught truly what is the gospel, the pure word of the Most High. Isaiah 28 says, no place clean. That Messiah will have to bring forth justice, true knowledge of what is righteousness, true knowledge of what is the thoughts of the Most High, true knowledge of what is necessary that men and all things agree with Yah. Like I said, a complete recognition of divine law, offering one choice, purity and completion, offering one choice, no room for division. Well, we have to understand something about the nature of the deceitfulness of the deceiver, who it is, my brothers and sisters, established. Often the idea that men not perceive what they need to receive. The law of Rome, for instance, among polytheist nations. Give me an example. They call Pax Romana the peace of Rome. Was that be preserved, even defended, all the many diverse ideals of all the false gods of Rome, therefore defending all the variant misopinions and irrationalities of man, therefore maintaining strife and divisions among the people. This is directly opposed, my brothers and sisters, to what the Messiah was saying when he said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. That relates that the Father's will is an absolute, my brothers and sisters. You don't find agreement with him after everybody's variant idea. And he said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, preserve his commandments, his thoughts, his conscience in the earth, lest you lose it. And for those who are willing to be proponents of that absolute conscience that would bring peace, he said, if you're loving, seek to preserve, maintain, defend, seek out all these things. And to those who would be true in obedience to this word, he said he would petition the Father, ask the Father for the spirit of truth, which those who are worldly, who don't want an absolute, will not receive. In other words, there are those, my brothers and sisters, don't want to know an absolute, and they continue to exalt their own ideals. So what does it really mean when it says not under the law but under grace? My brothers and sisters, as I said before, the law of Rome was an ideal to preserve all the variant miscreant gods of ancient heathen Rome. I want you to think about what this means. There was a rule in Rome to preserve all the variant misopinions of men, that none of the gods are the variant standards that confuse mankind, that none of them be offended. In other words, finding it an offense to reprove any of the lack of discipline, reprobate-mindedness that men have sought to exalt. Sounds so much like the society we live in today. It sounds like forced imprisonment, bondage to insanity. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand that what this society calls religious freedom is actually a command to preserve every alternate lesser idea that would enslave or imprison or constrain the thoughts of men not to discern what indeed is the perfect will of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, what does it mean when the scripture says Messiah will come saying, the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word unto the meek, release the prisoners, to open the eyes of the blind, release the prisoners that are bound and declare the acceptable year of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, it means release from all indebtedness, if you will, to whatever my brothers and sisters might cause a man to see an indebtedness to whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that would impede. How about ultimately his freedom to serve Yah and Yah alone? Blessed are they who will understand these things, my brothers and sisters, because it's imperative. Truly it is. It is imperative that we do understand. When the scripture says, not under the law, but under grace, the grace or the gift of the Holy Spirit that conforms the minds to think and reason together as one. Shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, that a mass of contradictions are the gift of Yah? That lawlessness is the gift of Yah? That ignorance and self-righteousness, being left without a standard, that's the gift? Dare men believe that that is the gift of him who is one? Such thinking, my brothers and sisters, would be absolute insanity, offering no hope of a collective cohesive mindset that can honor the will of one at all. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, and I repeat this. Mankind was created to resonate collectively as one by the spirit the Most High gives, by the thoughts the Most High gives, by the reasoning and the rationality the Most High gives. Man was created to resonate together as one in the mind of his maker and after the mind of his maker alone. But we live in a strange society that has made men, heaven help us, proud of disjunct patterns of thought after which men cannot agree. And without agreement, my brothers and sisters, man with his maker. Without agreement, my brothers and sisters, it's foolish to man, for any man to believe that he had with the Most High, he has a covenant. While our Messiah said by his spirit to go forth and teach all nations everything he commands, if, my brothers and sisters, every alternate idea already in the earth was to be considered viable, my brothers and sisters, man was created. Scripture says it gave him the breath of life. How about even the capacity to think initially? With the breath of the Spirit the Most High gave. And the word there for breath is neshama. Most High breathed into man the breath of life and became a living soul. Man was initially given the thoughts of his maker. Most High told me, don't you ever think. Even one time, Most High made man stupid. Man made himself stupid when he chose to disagree with the Creator. Or allowed himself to be enticed to disagree with the Creator. Man had already seen order. Why should he believe, my brothers and sisters, that being left to, well, think about it. Man didn't set all this order in place. Man didn't even discern. Entitled with the purpose of all the things that are in the earth to sustain order. So man disregard the plan of the Most High and expect that order to be maintained. When every man would divide the world according to his own ideals, my brothers and sisters, shall we say, all my brothers and sisters, I say it would be foolish that we would say, that a multitude of individuals seeking to divide the world and retain allegiances unto themselves, against the greater divine principle, even men exalted very partial standards one against another. Foolish to believe that such patterns of thought could be true to what the Most High from the beginning intended. This we must understand, my brothers and sisters, because there's no reason for the Most High to have made anything that would continue to argue with him, that would always disrupt the peace. You know, I think about the idea of their scriptures. I wish we had time to really go through all of it, but really if you read it all, like Zechariah 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, we see scriptures there that speak of the fact that the day will come when the Most High remove all the unclean spirits from the land. How about on the unclean testimony? Every thought that is not from the Most High shall be exposed as foolish thought. All those who are wise would understand what's written in Revelation 16, 12 through 21, relative to Isaiah 44 to 46. And it speaks about the one called the King of the East against all the unclean spirits, all the false fallen testimonies that are in the rulers. That one day the Most High should declare and let the whole world know that the rulers who conspired against the thoughts of the Most High, against the Most High and against His anointing, against His anointed, have all been foolish, man, my brothers and sisters, have only sustained peace in the world for all that men have made. But men have not made His peace. Why? Every man seeking to call himself wise after the partial ideals of his own heart always leaves open door for some manner of anomaly or disagreement. Messiah set the gospel forth and teach all nations everything that He declared. That in all things, my brothers and sisters, our people might agree. It's time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the error that humanity has made, whereby so many have become proud of seeking to establish their own so-called dynasties. Competitively, my brothers and sisters, not working together, but abusing the things of the Most High. Not that men work together, preserving the beauty of what the Most High has made, but men, my brothers and sisters, destroying even the resources and life forces of the earth. That they profit, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The Most High is pleased with none of this. Most High is not pleased with anyone who would destroy the earth that He made. Hear me in Isaiah 45. Most High cannot be pleased with anyone who would destroy the earth that He made, that His people must inhabit it forever. Nobody has the right to destroy, my brothers and sisters. That was the Most High Himself established. That in the earth, there might be agreement, that there might be harmony, that there might be peace. I said before, my brothers and sisters, that every thought that does not give consideration to the thoughts of the Maker is a false foundation, is an infirmity, open door for all manner of travesty and corruption. It's a lie, my brothers and sisters. It's lawlessness, it's irreverence and disrespect, and cannot be peace. So blessed are they who know for deliverance sake that the only wisdom unto life is that we seek the Most High, even concerning all those things that humanity over the course of ages have forgotten. For as it is true that only the thoughts of the Most High Himself endure forever, so, my brothers and sisters, we must become true to that thought. That is the purpose for which we were made. I repeat, that is the purpose for which we were made. And the Psalms of the Scripture says, it is not so written in your law, said ye are gods. Messiah spoke that word to Psalms. What he's saying is that man should be true to the mind of his maker, but in turning away, Scripture says he dies like men. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who are in their differences, like the Scripture says, according to the multitude of them, they've sinned and lied against Him. That means that every man's obtuse pattern of thought is a curse against the holy name. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, men remain in some respect curses against the holy name until their minds and hearts are consecrated perfectly as one with Him. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, it's written that the Most High will refine His people, because He will not give His glory nor His honor by my brothers and sisters, certainly not His name, that men have lied against Him. He will not pollute His name, nor give His glory, His name, after the ideals of another. Many of my brothers and sisters, again, the only hope of salvation is that our thoughts become one with the Maker who purposed humankind. If only we could more quickly understand this, I believe there'd be a lot more humility in the hearts of men. Hosea, my brothers and sisters, Hosea 4:7.
as they were increased. Some texts say, according to the multitude of them, so they sinned against me. Therefore, some texts say, will I change the glory into shame? I will compare the scripture to the scripture in Romans, say they exchange the truth for lies, become reprobate minded without a covenant. They exchanged what would be honorable for what is shameful. Most High said he would certainly punish these doing. And it amazes me, my brothers and sisters, that man has set up institutions today that cause men to be proud of the very thing for which the Most High wrought destruction in the earth before. Let me read a scripture to you. Genesis 6 and 5. It says, the Most High saw that they put down wickedness. Most High saw that, how about the irreverent lawlessness of man? In other words, man not conforming to divine will. Because the irreverent lawlessness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of man's hearts was evil. How about lawless, irreverent, disrespectful, disobedient continually? And Most High was sorry, he repented him in his heart. He made man on earth, and it grieved him to his heart, my brothers and sisters. Genesis 6 and 7. The Most High said, I will destroy men who I have created upon the face of the earth, both men and animals and creeping things and the fowls on earth, and I'm sorry that I have made them. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you what I heard from the macrocosm itself of the creation, that is willing that whatever is necessary, that all things be set in order, whatever is necessary, whatever turmoil is necessary for a time to occur upon this earth, that all that remains is those whose thoughts would conform to created purpose. Creation is ready to endure. What does the scripture say in Romans 8? The Spirit is given that the righteousness of Yah, the fullness of all the Most High requires of us, might be completed in us. We ask for His Spirit, for His testimony, that we might be true to Him. And all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah. All creation awaits the day when man will no longer be rebellious, and all things in creation can conform to the will of Him who made all things. He said, we walk according to the flesh. The very undisciplined, carnal ideas that seem wise to mere flesh. He says, we walk after such enmity, hatred against the law, the absolution of what the Most High declared. He said, we hate this absolute truth. He says, we will die. But if we overcome or submit ourselves, to recognize the Most High declares the eventual, has already declared the eventuality of all things, and what is the victory? We recognize there's only one salvation, one purity of mind, true to the Maker Himself. Only realize there's only one justice. Our brothers and sisters, Scripture says, then shall we live. Again, I would tell you something the Most High told me many years ago. He said, if any man can believe that a mass of contradictions is the work of his spirit, a mass of contradictions is his holy testimony. Anybody who can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, can never be a disciple unto him, because he will always seek to twist the words according to what seems to appeal to his own heart, seems wise according to his own heart. My brothers and sisters, the Most High declared, after the magnanimity of his thoughts, that unto which all men must agree. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something, and prayerfully this will also help many who totally misconstrued the ideal. Most of them told me to know what it said, and I know why it said is to miss the point. I've heard people argue this idea about who are the chosen people. Let us understand something important, my brothers and sisters. The people the Most High chooses. He offers them the opportunity unto discipline. When the Most High chose Abraham, he chose him that he be taught, and that he also, that Abraham also seek the perfect knowledge of all that is divine will. Why? That Abraham's progeny would one day be a blessing, a light. How about an invariant light of truth, even unto all the nations? There are those who call themselves the chosen people who would choose to hide that light. And in so many respects, my brothers and sisters, in hiding, seeking to hide it from others, even hide it from themselves, ceasing to be a conduit through which genuine light and justice, truth and peace might prevail. You must understand something, my brothers and sisters. The people whom the Most High has chosen are people chosen to discern discretion and the true knowledge and the love of what is true justice. And there's a spiritual principle that many of us have ignored. But that people chosen unto justice, my brothers and sisters, must themselves be just. No, I did not say that they are chosen to act unjustly and still be called favored. That's insanity. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend my command. And I ask the Father for the Spirit of truth. Meaning that the favor from the Most High comes to those who, being granted opportunity to see the truth, would not reject the gift, but would seek the gift for the blessing of others. Many of us have ignored. One scripture talks about the idea that one who knows to do good does it not will be beaten with many straps, but one who does not know will be beaten with few. Those to whom it is given authority and knowledge to obey the truth, if they refuse to obey that truth, my brothers and sisters, great troubles are heaped upon them. Deuteronomy, we need to look at Deuteronomy 28 to 32nd. Sometimes what's called the blessings and curses. Great blessings to a people who are obedient. And many curses, my brothers and sisters, upon a people who granted an opportunity for truth or disobedience. Spiritual principle, my brothers and sisters, that we should not ignore. But regretfully, there are many who want to call themselves the chosen, but have no intention to seek the fullness of all that is divine will, that absolute pure light not be obstructed. And as such, my brothers and sisters, such as them, such as this, establishing and seeing their own self-righteousness, make themselves obstacles both against themselves and all others who would follow them. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, Spirit that would teach all things and offer access to all the truth that we do not err. That's a great blessing. But to be subject to whoever who would hide the truth, that would cause men to continue to walk in error, thinking that they are wise or sufficient. My brothers and sisters, such flatterers have resulted in the destruction, the demise, and the damnation of many souls for many generations. Again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High had a plan from the beginning, and to fall away from that continuity of that plan, and to fall away from that plan in any way has never been life. It's never been the attainment of conscience beyond contradiction. Not after any partial or polluted standard after which men have fallen, shall there be the deliverance of human souls. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us concerning Messiah, saying that men have sworn by his name, Isaiah 48, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Messiah comes for what purpose? To declare justice at a time when the whole world has declared something less than that peace. Read Isaiah 41, 21 through 42, 4. That he comes to restore again, Isaiah 42, 6, the ways that men have forgotten. Read the scriptures very closely, my brothers and sisters, what they tell us. That Messiah will come to a people that is sworn by his name, but not in truth and unrighteousness, even claiming to be out of the amongst the tribes of Judah, the seed of Judah. We were created, my brothers and sisters, to honor the Most High, but have not honored him in righteousness, who must be refined. And for this reason, Messiah must come to do what? Declare from the beginning, from the creation, there he is. To show men again the way that they should go, that he is the word from the beginning. Revelation even says in the 19th chapter, he calls his name the word of Yah. In the beginning was the word was with Yah, the word was Yah. In other words, this word, the word was, if you will, my brothers and sisters, the word that is eternal. When they put down that Yah, well, I can only tell you that the holy name relates that what is in, by, like, to, toward, with, enduring in, and eternally of himself. Messiah said, in that day you know that I am with my Father. Some text say that I am in my Father. My Father's in me. I'm with my Father. My Father's with me. He said, in that day you know. His name is said in Isaiah 52. So the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have not taught truly what is in harmony with the Father, but rather what is in harmony with the various divisions that they've created in this world. Even having created a nation, the scripture said of many nations, how many, many varying misopinions and diverse psyches, my brothers and sisters, which again can never be true to the will of one. And because men have chosen to call themselves wise in their ignorance and their differences, many of my brothers and sisters have not even understood the importance of attaining the truth. So since we understand, my brothers and sisters, or should understand, the people chosen, what does the scripture say? Behold my servant, chosen. My elect one in whom my soul delights, Isaiah 42. Put my spirit upon him, he should surely bring forth justice. And the isles shall wait for his law. What did he choose Messiah for? What did he choose Israel for? How about to declare the one way of salvation even to all the ends of the earth? That all the world might be conformed to the mind of one. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who forget that purpose. Yet they call themselves Israel. Again, my brothers and sisters, allowing the impetus for which they are galvanized to be hate and not love. And if my brothers and sisters are love for all, if it is not a perfect love for all that is divine will that galvanizes us, we have forgotten the very first commandment of covenant with the Most High, that he is one, so his people must be one, so we must love him, seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, no resistance. That my brothers and sisters, every man be a blessing to his brother. And if we fail to understand this golden rule, that what they call the golden rule is based in the Shema, we all must learn how to judge rightly. Do unto others, you have others do unto you. Well, hey, may we all seek the Most High that we learn how to judge rightly, lest we be destroyed by our own. How about my brothers and sisters, we need to understand Hebrews 12. And it says we should follow after the way of holiness before, it really means before all men, lest any soul be defiled. When do we forget, my brothers and sisters, how important it is that we seek the will of Yah, that we preserve the knowledge of his will in the world? Directly juxtaposed to the ideals of the heathen, what was called Pax Romana. Messiah said, preserve the integrity, the purity of his word. And the world said, preserve the impurity of a multitude of varying ideals. Far short of and against the mind of him who must judge. Who must judge the thoughts and intents of every heart, the scripture says. Do people actually believe the thoughts and intents of every heart will be judged by the varying ideals of each man's own heart? My brothers and sisters, the book of Jacob, they call it James. that though we be scattered among the nations, we must realize the Most High still desires of us a perfect work. And we, if we lack wisdom that brings forth that perfect harmony among our people, you see, we must ask of Him. But if we be double-minded, if we care not about that absolution, if we care not about bringing forth that perfect work, complete, being made complete unto all righteousness, we don't care about such a thing. It was said, let not that man double-minded, therefore divided-minded, unstable, undisciplined, preferring to remain reprobate and unstable and destabilizing influence among men. Let not that man think he receive anything from the Most High, though he ask for wisdom. Let him not think, my brothers and sisters, what he has attained is wisdom, or that he will attain wisdom if he's resistant against the love for the holy name that demands as an oath unto him that we have a love for Yah and a love for one another. Enough to seek the perfect truth, denying nothing the Most High has declared. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, every single institution of man that would despise the greater truth the Most High would declare is hatred against him. Every institution of man that would divide this world against the perfect will of Yah is a curse against the holy name. How dare men say they worship him whose name they would curse and divide after their own ideals, to appease themselves. No love of Yah. No love in their hearts. No real love unto life in their hearts at all. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of truths. There's a magnificent number of truths that the scriptures tell us in the last days will be revealed. The Most High told me that I must speak these things to you. Our website, hiddengospel.com, contains some very precious bits of information, powerful, fundamental truths that the world by and large has forgotten. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that no man without this foundation can genuinely grow into the fruition that is intended of a people who must always know that they must look beyond themselves, having one master, that they, in seeking to please him, they might be conformed unto genuine love and the perpetuity and peace that we should all aspire for one another. It's time we understand the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, because the scriptures already tell us, Isaiah 8:9-16, that all the plans of the nations against conformity to the one peace, though all the variant ideals of men may gather together against the consecration of a human mind and soul, my brothers and sisters, all this confusion shall not stand, because indeed the various kings or so-called gods and mind shapers of this earth have indeed conspired together against the one anointing that would make peace, the comforter that would make peace, the purity of perfect truth, the offering one choice that would make peace. Blind to the minds, my brothers and sisters. But the time has come that we must transcend all this confusion. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about, well, on my website, I've talked about the secret city prophecies, the end of confusion, the end of illusion, the end of all divisions, my brothers and sisters, that the pure vision of the Most High might be seen. Secret City Prophecies, my brothers and sisters, a very, very important article for those who have not understood the principle the Most High declared that when he said, there should be life and peace on this earth and it shall endure forever. The only way it's possible is you end the confusion of those who would teach standards to keep men blinded and divided behind the bars of someone's, let's just say, mental mindscapes, spiritual contraptions of bondage. There must be a drying up of the rivers, the boundaries after which men have sought to consecrate and establish their laws. Let me tell you something. The Most High told me there's only one law that is lawful, and it is his. And if there's no such thing as justice after the laws of an unjust system. I've heard people talk about proper representation or justice under the law. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's only one law that is just, only one law that brings order. Let us discern again, my brothers and sisters, spirit, what is that law? Let's not be deceived by this idea of people swearing their hands on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. That is a Constitution that is innately infirm, and that it cannot be true to the will of one. We must transcend this confusion. This is what we are forsworn that we must do. Messiah said, ultimately, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders in their contentions, else you're not into the kingdom of peace. Understand the real meaning of Matthew 5:14-24. Let me read something. I guess this is just going to be a matter of just relating some basic fundamentals tonight. Well, I can go into so much more needs to be said as implications of these statements. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the power and the integrity of a man's words is discerned, not just in discerning what he says, but my brothers and sisters, his ability to prove the reasons why the statements that he makes are so. Like I told you what the Most High told me many years ago. To know what is said and not know why it is said is a missing point. And my brothers and sisters, there must be a proper understanding so that there's ever any misinterpretation or miscommunication. It's possible to relate the whys and wherefore to show why it is reasonable to follow the path the Most High himself has laid. In light of what we have just said, many things we have just said, let us consider Isaiah 40 and 5. It says the glory or the honor, how about the sure standard of the Most High must be revealed, shall be revealed, Most High's promise. And all flesh, hey, even those who have functioned after a lesser vibration, mind of the flesh, how about to be raised in consciousness to look up and see it together? Oh boy. That means men no longer being imprisoned after the frailty of a world and among its massive misexamples, but a standard raised that men shall be able to see and behold. So much of that for so long men have forgotten and missed, misadministered, misinterpreted. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something for a minute before I even go any further. I find it amazing that men have used a multitude of pagan titles, or used a multitude of pagan gods. Maintain the same traditions of the heathen of old. Forgotten the ultimate command of all that Yah is one and sought to bring forth agreement out of a mass of disagreements, maintaining the disagreements. And that men have dared to say this has been faith in Yah. Like I said, my brothers, this is what the Most High told me to believe, a mass of contradictions is the work of the Holy Spirit, is the testimony of Yah, or the work of the Most High as a teacher to believe such a thing. One cannot be a disciple unto the Most High. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, remains one deceived and misguided by another. Reverend for the Most High as the Most High, none greater. No reason to seek to follow after anything less. That's the beginning of wisdom. That's the attaining of wisdom and discretion beyond all error. How about Psalm 111, 10 through 11? The scriptures tell us that the day will come. Most High will raise men's conscience to discern the absolution of his truth. Even they will come when men will be ashamed of all the false standards after which they have rebelled against the truth. I've oftentimes spoke about Isaiah 57, or as I say, Isaiah 56 and 9 through 57, 14, whereby men have mocked the Most High because they have praised the multitude of their king. Most of the fallen standards and wanted to call it wise. Most I didn't not create this animosity, man. our brothers and sisters. Men did. But the scriptures tell us that the glorious honor, what is truly the standard of the Most High, shall be revealed. All flesh shall see it together, that men may follow him. Isaiah 55, 56 talks about man of forsaking the evil of his thoughts. Righteousness of the Most High being revealed, that men all keep a Shabbat with the same mind together, one the same, all teaching the same thing, seeking to do all that pleases Yah. Corinthians 1:10-11 says, in the name of the Most High, how about beyond all strife? We must all speak the same thing, no divisions, one understanding. There will be strife and divisions amongst us, 2:16-3 and 4, 1 Corinthians, because we still function as carnal men after the flesh. How about the short-sightedness of just simple human appetite? But he said that they will come off flesh and see it together, and men should discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And I find it amazing that the book of Malachi says that there's much destruction will have to occur before men realize the Most High means business, because for a long time men have thought that the grace of the Most High, that he somehow will sanction all the compromises of man. Most High tell you to do something, he means to do it. It says, if he says don't, he means don't. Why call ye me Lord, Lord? In other words, call me master. But somehow you find it wise not to do what he says. Who has bewitched mankind that he should not obey the truth? But the massive juxtaposed constraints and contradictions of men to bring forth righteousness, justice, and peace before the Most High. The Messiah came and died in vain. If we really understand Galatians, 2nd and 3rd chapter, say, who is a foolish Galatian? You don't understand the idea about the people of Galatia. It makes people, nation of many nations, juxtaposed ideas. Who has bewitched you should not obey what is, how about what is true unto Yah? I compare ancient Galatians and my brothers and sisters to today's society in so many ways. People haven't understood the preciousness of what is absolute divine will, because they actually somehow believe that men control the eventuation of all things. So the Most High has already declared what is the only victory. It says, for the mouth of the Most High has promised it. My brothers and sisters, the day will come that men will be put, all foolish standards of men should be put to shame, and that only the truth, my brothers and sisters, shall endure. The scriptures liken this concept to the grass that withers and the flower fades when the breath, word, spirit, testimony of the Most High blows upon it. Let me tell you something. In ancient Israel, there is in the territories that are there what is called the strong east wind. And it blows a very, very hot wind. You hear people talk about who've been stationed over in Iran and Iraq that talk about how they even have to get acclimated before they come back here and deal with less hot air. If somebody comes straight from the hottest part of the temperatures that are there, and they come into regular temperatures, they could actually my brothers and sisters can't stand the sudden adjustment, and many of my brothers and sisters could even die. I'm going to tell you something. When the scripture says the grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath, word, spirit, testimony, Most High blows upon it, it means that all the beauty and glory of what men have thought to be wise can be nothing, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes when that strong east wind came, it often parched the grounds. And blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand, as the Most High told me, that if the flame burns everything that is not like itself, it's best that we become wise, become like the flame. If the grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath, word, spirit, testimony blows upon it, means the thoughts of men shall diminish before the exceeding word of the Most High. It says, surely this people is like the grass. I'm talking about Isaiah 40 and 5, not Isaiah 40 and 8. It says, the grass will and the flower fades before the blasting east wind, where for wind and spirit it ain't the same. The word, but the word of the Most High, in other words, that which is established purely upon his word is not antagonized. His words, his thoughts do not antagonize his thoughts. The fire of his word, my brothers and sisters, does not destroy the flame of his own converting design and desire. The word of the Most High, the testimony of the Most High, that plan shall stand and endure indeed forever. We understand the scriptures so much like understanding what's in Ephesians. You need to read from that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chapter, all of it. But if we understand something, what it really said, it says salvation of man is not after communication, the conversation of men. The variant miscreant misconceits of man cannot bring forth agreement or salvation, or certainly cannot bring forth a covenant or agreement with the one Most High. So salvation is not after the designs or the thoughts of a carnal mind. It is a gift of Yah that he conforms the minds to the will, after the will of one. And when the scripture says we must become his workmanship, created by him, ultimately under good works, fullness of all the Most High declared, all the Most High is foreordained, this will be our peace. We said this is our peace. And if it's strange to the commonwealth of the Most High, or this is the common wisdom the Most High gives to us, the elect of Israel. If we're strange to that knowledge, without hope, we are without hope, without Yah in the world, meaning that we all must conform to this one mind, must we all become partakers of this one mind. This was the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, is to be established again as Yerushalayim, the city of peace. And we must understand, since the Most High said he restore that form of dominion, that there has been no other peace, but my brothers and sisters, but agreement in that hope. This is the Most High's promise, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they among us who will understand it. The scriptures tell us that when it says he is our peace, it means the anointed king, the Most High, sets over Zion. Read Psalms 2. The wisdom the Most High gives him is a reproof to all the nations that make us one again one. Man, again, my brothers and sisters, was created to resonate the thoughts of his maker. He said he wants worshipers to worship him in spirit and truth. I'm not talking about something that I presume, my brothers and sisters, but something the Most High allowed me directly to experience. You listen to a word of a man who has seen what the scripture calls the third Shemayim, the third heaven. Not there has ceased the domain the Most High has established, but what it means, my brothers and sisters, the highest heaven, for all that are there together after one mind, all hooked in, my brothers and sisters, together after the greater conscience of the one. A beautiful thing, my brothers and sisters, to have access to such magnificent mind and understanding. And being granted, my brothers and sisters, that wisdom, those who would have this world to become what it must be, if they have truly received in the sense of this, whoever has promised the one surely shall, he has a duty, my brothers and sisters, to offer the opportunity to see the same to others. But why should such a one desire this world or any place where there is life to be contrary to that higher ideal? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to have to see what I can do, if I can, about getting a little bit more time. Maybe I might not get all I like, but a little bit more time is all possible. Maybe I can. Look like I got it. Thank you, Most High. I like to look at a bit of scripture to relate a point. That hopefully I got that little bit extra time. So if not, please check out in the archives. Continuation of the show. Would somebody let me know whether we're still online? If we are still inside the normal timing of the show. Let's see if we're still streaming live publicly for all to hear. Let me say this quickly. If not, check the archives, because I feel like it's important this latter part may also be said. Thanks, Mama B, for letting me know. I suspected as such. Let me say this still, though. There's a need to examine 2 Corinthians 10:3. It says, for though we live an earthly life, kind of equates to some of the things over in Jakob. Though we live an earthly life, yet we do not serve after worldly things. In other words, we might live in this world, but it does not mean that if we are the children of Yah, that we uphold the multitude of contentions, polluted ideals, misconceits, and undisciplined thoughts of men. And the weapons which we use, in other words, what we seek to convert the world with, are not the weapons or the designs of this world that would confuse, but of the might of Yah, by which we conquer rebellious strongholds. Which means by the might of Yah, which we conquer, overcome whatever would be rebellious against harmony and peace. Institutions that would establish their own righteousness can't be true to divine peace. Casting down false imaginations about every false thought and every false thing, every false institutionality, every fallen short institutionality. That's what the word false means. That exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah and capturing every thought to the obedience. Oh, one called the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, one whom the Most High has foretold. Not like the idea of a Christ that was an ancient pagan concept, one who was supposedly favored, anointed after all the various spirits of all the pagan gods of old. In the English language, they sought to perpetuate this ancient Christos idea that exists among the heathen. But those who know the truth know the Messiah was called the righteous one like the rising sun, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, meaning one like the rising sun that rises in the east to cast out all the darkness. It means one who casts out all the unclean spirits and all the false testimonies and all the foolishness or deceptive, fallen short doctrines of men that men might discern, my brothers and sisters, again, together was the righteousness of Yah. And bringing everything to the obedience of the Messiah, who was called also the Kurdi. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please check my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Prophetic Proof, an article there called Early Church Origin. Mutual expectation to discern, my brothers and sisters, what will truly make a true church out of the Most High again, beyond all worldliness, beyond all obstacles of those who would exalt themselves. And it says, we will be prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient. And my brothers and sisters, did not say that vengeance will be to those who will continue themselves disobedient, who themselves defy reason, understanding. To obey is also to understand, to listen, to hearken diligently, to respect and obey. It's not that we are prepared to seek vengeance on those who are disobedient. When your obedience is complete, what does the scripture say? Why do you judge your brother unjustly? Judge not unjustly, lest you be judged for your injustice. Isaiah 12:36, every foolish word, deceptive word a man speaks, you give account for it in the judgment. First get the beam out of your own eye so you can help see, help your brother get the splinter out of his. No, let no man exalt injustice, my brothers and sisters. That's before the judge. he'd be found unjust. And woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who therefore function after false prophets, false testimony, false short testimony, unjust testimony, lest it be found that where they thought that they honored the Most High, Messiah was safe concerning them. They were never taught by him. Chosen people. They're chosen to understand, to seek understanding. They have access to understanding. But my brothers and sisters, the light that will not shine even upon those who are in the darkness, my brothers and sisters, that's not a light at all. May we become wise to understand purpose and the life, light, and love that is in it, and love for the purpose for which the world must be saved. That those who have that love, that this world be delivered from every deceiver. And even that, my brothers and sisters, many who have been deceived might become wise. That be purpose that is in your minds and your hearts. And then, my brothers and sisters, for the people who understand this purpose, as did Abraham. For the people such as this shall the Most High be pleased. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this heaven help us, has been Ed Emya of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, articles like on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecy, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Prophetic Proof, Tribulation 7365 AD, Woe to the Shepherds. Much precious information there, my brothers and sisters, that relate again purpose. That is a discern purpose, my brothers and sisters, that not define purpose and true to the Most High. Love.